Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Sullivan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Lynch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Don Cardwell. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Norm Miller. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Justy. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Justy. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Miller reaches second base with a double. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan bunts for a single. Miller moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller scores. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Astros. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is walked intentionally. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte takes first base on ball four. Matthews moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Charles moves to second. It's Mets, 1, Astros, 1. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahl strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matthews scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. Davis moves to third. Swoboda moves to second. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Swoboda scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. Morgan moves to third. Wynn moves to second. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews is walked intentionally. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros won. The Mets will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardwell strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahl is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 0-for-1 in the game. Justy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cardwell, and towards Harrelson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matthews scoops it up and throws to first, with Justy covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Miller steals third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Don Shaw now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Davis now playing left field. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynns is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 0-for-2 in the game. Justy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-3 in the game. Stahl is hit by the pitch. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. Swoboda reaches third base with a triple. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swoboda scores. It's 4-1, Mets. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Morgan applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Charles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros won. The Astros will come to bat. Cleon Jones now playing center field. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader pinch hits for Eddie Matthews. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rader moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Rader now playing first base. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 0 for 3 in the game. Lins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Lins reaches second base with a double. Don Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw bunts towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. Lins moves to third. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lins scores. It's 5-1, Mets. Carol Sembera now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds now playing left field. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Gatte pinch hits for Carol Sembera. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte strikes out. Two outs. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lins fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.